This is a Fox News alert releasing more information about the Mar-a-Lago search. I'm Rich Dennison. A Florida judge today ordering a redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to get a search warrant for the home of former President Trump be released before noon tomorrow.
He wrote, "I find that the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause, to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties." That means whatever DOJ said it wants redacted, that's what we're going to see.
Fox's David Spont. Former President Trump has blasted the search as illegal and politically motivated. Trump has asked a federal court to appoint a special master to review material taken during the search. The DOJ says filter teams are reviewing documents to identify records that could be shielded by attorney-client privilege. The White House today defending the administration's move to forgive some student loans. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the program should not increase the deficit, as Republicans have said.
The way we see it is we've done it in a fiscal balance, responsible way. We will see who takes advantage of this, but this is supposed to going to help 43 million people.
The president says those earning less than $125,000 a year will be eligible to have $10,000 in student loan debt re-raised. An additional $10,000 in loan forgiveness is available for those who received federal Pell Grants to attend college. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine was temporarily cut off from the electrical grid today because of fire damage, causing a blackout in the region and increasing fears of a nuclear catastrophe. Ukraine accusing Russia of holding the plant hostage, storing weapons, and launching attacks from around it. Moscow saying Ukraine has been recklessly firing on the plant. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Two people have pled guilty to federal charges after a scheme is uncovered to sell personal items belonging to President Biden's daughter.
Amy Harris and Robert Curlander pleaded guilty to counts of conspiring to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. The Justice Department's account of the case contained no names or other specifics, but widely circulated details indicate Ashley Biden, the president's daughter, stored a diary as well as other records and items in a Florida home. It's alleged that Harris took those items and told Curlander, who contacted Project Veritas, an activist group who bought those items. Project Veritas says it gave the diary to authorities. It has not been charged with a crime. Harris and Curlander both face up to 5 years in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A rookie NBA player must wait until next season to play.
It's over before it can start. The second overall selection in this summer's NBA draft, center Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga University, will not get to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder until next season. He suffered a Lisfranc injury in his right foot during a pro-am game Saturday in Seattle. Holmgren was defending LeBron James when he injured his midfoot. The 20-year-old, who's 7'1", listed at 195 pounds, averaged 14 points and nearly 8.5 rebounds for the Thunder over five games in the NBA Summer League. Jared Max, Fox News.
The National Labor Relations Board says Starbucks is violating U.S. labor law by withholding pay hikes and other benefits from stores that have voted to unionize. Starbucks offered $200 million in enhanced pay and benefits, including increased training, to non-union stores in May. The company says those benefits must be subject to bargaining at unionized stores, but the NLRB complaints that Starbucks is interfering with workers' rights to organize by making that offer. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.